Central Bank Deputy Governor Kupukile Mlambo told a news conference that recent press and online media reports suggesting that gold coins amounting to 403.5 grams were missing are misleading and inaccurate. The reports claimed that Reserve Bank Governor Gideon Gono was at the center of the misappropriation of the gold. Mlambo, who displayed 529 pieces of gold coins dating back from 1894, said internal and external bank audit reports confirmed that the coins were not missing.
Some of those false accusations have been made by a former staffer who has been sued for criminal defamation, and the other in the matter remains sub judice because the wheels of justice are still to run. Other faceless personalities have since joined the fray on social networks denigrating the governor, Dr. Gideon Gono, and accusing him of misappropriating gold coins. The above accusations are false, and the gold is there as the bank's internal and external audit reports confirmed.
Gono, also present at the conference, said it could be possible that these reports were being manufactured by people who did not see the transfer of the coins from the old to the new Reserve Bank building. The central bank chief also dismissed the reports that State Security Minister Sydney Sekeramai is among those accusing him of misappropriating the gold coins, saying the minister is aware that those coins are not missing. The media reports forced the Reserve Bank Board to meet today to clear the air on the alleged misappropriation. Meanwhile, Gono said he is worried that the country continues to import finished products, failing to uplift production capacity of local industries by value-adding and in turn creating employment for many Zimbabweans.
The level of finished product imports is worrying us. And we would like you to join in actually heightening the need for us to strengthen and capacitate local industries. That's the only way we can stop the hemorrhaging of foreign exchange that is unnecessarily going out of the country.
He said the central bank was impressed by the overall performance of the banking sector, adding that depositors are increasing on a daily basis. Turning to the controversial indigenization program, Gono said although the central bank agrees with the program, the black empowerment exercise should be done in an orderly fashion, in particular the banking sector. Indigenization Minister Sevia Kasukwere recently ordered all banks to submit indigenization proposals to his ministry or risk unspecified action. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.